10 minutes after the hour of 9 on this Thursday morning. Mel Coleman, CEO of North Arkansas Electric Co-op, is with me. And Mel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Well, doing as good as can be expected, considering everything we're all going through.
Yeah, this heat, boy, it's got to be, probably keeps you pretty hopping at the co-op, doesn't it?
Yeah. When you get this kind of heat, you're going to find all the weak spots in the system, and fortunately, we haven't had that many. By the way, almost a year ago, Bob, we lost our substation there on the bypass in Mountain Home, and just got it all repaired, heated back up about 10 days ago, so we were really excited about that.
I would imagine.
It was quite a big ordeal.
That was a lick, wasn't it?
Man, that was amazing. I've never seen a substation burn to the ground.
Yeah,
but we sure did.
Yeah, it looked like it melted.
It did, and you know, some of the video that the neighbors took and the cars driving up to it, it's the most incredible video I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it. Our men did a super job of getting out there, and within 16 hours, we had a temporary substation built back. And you see how long it takes to build a permanent substation, about a year.
Yeah.
So we're just proud of the work they did, and obviously hate it happened, but all went well.
You know, when people say, are you growing there in Mountain Home, the Twin Lakes area? And the best way, I've always heard the best way to find out if you're growing or not is go to your utilities and see if they're putting in new meters. Are we growing, standing still? What's the story?
Well, you know, Bob, we haven't seen growth like we're seeing today since 2002, 2003. If you go back in the early 2000s, we had what I would call, I don't want to say it was record growth, but it was good growth. And that's good for all of us. Great for the Twin Lakes area. You know, by the time we got to the Great Recession of 2008, 9, 10, we had fallen dramatically. And we've, when I say struggled, growth has been not good. We've actually had 1 year where we had a net loss of members, and that was about 5 or 6 years ago. But what we're seeing now is equivalent to what we saw in the early 2000s.
Is it?
We're currently members at over 29,000, and that's just in 1 month. Now I can remember years in the last 6 or 7, 8 years where we've had a total net growth of maybe 30 members. Just in this last month, we've had an increase of 93 members in our service territory.
Good, great.
And we're up about 300 since this time last year. And we haven't seen that, as I said, since the early 2000s. It's incredible.
Well, that's positive, isn't it?
Yes.
Any
the meter count, Bob, we're at 36,000, and that's up 100 since April, or since last month, and then up 328 from a year ago. And just so we'll break this down, in Baxter County, we've got 19,000. About half of our members and our meters are in Baxter County, about 19,000.
You know, can you pinpoint it? Where is it coming from? People selling their homes and moving to a new or...
You know, it's hard to say, and this, you know, the COVID situation started in March, and we started to see an increase, and I'm not talking about an uptick, I'm talking about a dramatic increase in April, and it's continued all the way through, you know, we're looking at June books now, it's continued all the way through June. I don't know. I think it's a combination of people who may have property up here and have had it and want to build something, or maybe had a lake home and they wanted to, you know, maybe that they hadn't used in a year or so, and they wanted to use it to get away from, you know, wherever they were stuck inside. I think a lot of it has to do, and I really thought this would be more of a lagging indicator, but I think a lot of this has to do with people who are stuck in the cities, and they finally said, you know what, I'm tired of this, and are moving, you know, to what we call God's country. I think it's a little of everything that's causing this growth spurt, and I don't know that we can put a finger on any of it. It's amazing that it continues month after month after month, and we didn't see that. We haven't seen that since the mid-2000s.
Yeah, you know, you talk to realtors, and they say, we need listings.
Exactly. I've heard that. And you know, homes are selling as quick as they can list them. I mean, right now it's a seller's market. And you know, this is good. This is all great. I mean, we've talked about it. You and I have worked in economic development, I know, for the last 40 years. And this is, you know, bringing people in is one of the best things you can do for an area. And we're doing it again. And again, I don't know that we're doing anything. It's just happening for us.
Yeah. Well, it's good. We don't care.
It is good.
As long as it's happening.
And, you know, we're up over 5,000 miles of line now. We crossed that early this year. So, there's a lot of, and of course, obviously, we serve a good part of Baxter County. Just the very center part of Mountain Home is what we don't serve. And that's where the growth is, and that's where we're seeing most of it. Now, we're seeing growth. Our major counties are Fulton, Sharp, Baxter, and Izard. We're seeing growth in all of those counties, but we're seeing a lot of growth in the Baxter County area.
Well, let's talk about Next. How's that going?
Next is going good. You know, I'll tell you the issues first and then give you a few stats. I mean, obviously the issues are people since March that live in rural America need high-speed fiber internet more than they ever have. And that's obvious. We're getting calls every day. You know, my child is, you know, trying to learn from home. We need high-speed internet. We're stuck in the house. We need this. You know, we need our high-speed internet. And, you know, we knew the need was there 4 or 5 years ago when we started talking about all this. But today, more than ever, the need is here. And I'll give you a quick example, Bob. I know of a family who brought in family members from California that are in the very rural parts of Baxter County, and our services are going to allow them to live where they want to live and work and do business for their customers in California. So, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons for why we're doing what we're doing. And I always equate this back to the fact, you know, when rural America didn't have electricity, and I get it, investor-owned utilities wanted to make a profit, and they couldn't make a profit in rural America, so that's why co-ops were formed by the people. The co-op didn't come in and set up shop. The people actually formed the co-op because nobody would serve them electricity. Well, it's a very similar thing today. There's just not, you know, it doesn't add up for a lot of the investor-owns to string fiber in rural America, and I get it. I understand that. They're in business to make money, and I hope they do. But that's what we're here for. That's what a co-op is here for. We don't want to make money on this. Obviously, we want to break even, but we want rural America to have the same quality of life that people do in the cities, and that's why we're doing it, to improve their quality of life. But the issues we're facing today is, you know, I wish we could finish this year. We can't. It's going to take us at least another 3 years to get it fully rolled out. And connected to the COVID issue is supply chain issues. We're having supply chain issues, just like a lot of businesses are, getting the equipment in. Now, we're trying to stay ahead of it. So far, we have. But it's a task to, you know, get the fiber and the in-home equipment and all that. A lot of that's made overseas, and we don't have any control over that because there's only one or two suppliers, so we're at their mercy. But long story short, we're doing what we can to get people hooked up as quick as we can. It's a great thing. We've got almost 4,000 subscribers and about 1,200 miles of fiber that we've put in to date.
Mel Coleman is the CEO of North Arkansas Electric Co-op. Boy, you've had a lot of good positive message on this Thursday morning.
I tell you what, you can't live in North Arkansas, Bob, in the Twin Lakes area, and not be excited every day you wake up. And as much as we visit the city and all that, I know I certainly wouldn't want to live in a big city, but we're so fortunate to have what we have here in rural. I don't care how bad times get. Yeah, when you can go out and you can see those lakes and you can see this greenery and all that, you know we live in a blessed area.
Mel, thank you very much. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.
You too. Mel Coleman this morning, CEO of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative.